Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt. Today is day 8 of the counting of the Omer. 50 days counting to Shavuot, the name above all names, Yeshua. Day 8, the bridegroom. Matthew 9:15. And Yeshua said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." If there is a bridegroom, then there must be a bride and those who are guests. The word for bridegroom is Hatan, Isaiah 62:4-5. You will no longer be spoken of as Azuva, abandoned, or your land be spoken of as Shema, desolate. Rather, you will be called Hephzibah, my delight is in her, and your land Beulah, married. For Adonai delights in you, and your land will be married, as a young man marries a young woman. Your sons will marry you, as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride. Your God will rejoice over you. Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? By the bridegroom, Messiah himself, who stands in such relation to his kahilah, or church, and to all believers whom he secretly betrothed to himself from all eternity in the covenant of grace, and openly espouses in the effectual calling, and will do it in a more public manner at the last day, John, the master of those men who put the question of Messiah, had acknowledged him under this character, John 3:29. And therefore they ought to own it as belonging to him, so that the argument upon it came with a greater force to them. By the children of the bride chamber are meant the disciples, who are the friends of the bridegroom, as John also says he was, and therefore rejoiced at hearing his voice, as these did, and ought to do, their present situation, having the presence of Messiah, the bridegroom, with them, required mirth and not mourning. John, their master, being witness. The allusion is to a nuptial solemnity, which is a time of joy and feasting, and not of sorrow and fasting. When both the bride and bridegroom have their friends attending them, who used to be called the children of the bride chamber, the bride had her maidens waiting on her, and it is said she did not go into the bride chamber but with them, and these are called the children of the bride chamber. So the young men that were the friends of the bridegroom which attended him were called by the same name, and according to Jewish canons were free from many things that were otherwise obliged to do. Thus it is said, the time of Messiah being with his disciples between his entrance on his public ministry and his death is the time here referred to, during which the disciples had very little care and trouble. This was their rejoicing time, and there is a great deal of reason for it. They had no occasion to fast and mourn, and indeed the Jews themselves say that all fasts shall cease on the days of the Messiah, and there shall be no more but good days, and the days of joy and rejoicing, as it is said, Zechariah 8:19. But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them in a forcible manner and put to death as he was. And then shall they fast and mourn and be in great distress, as John's disciples now were, on account of their master being in prison, referring to Yochanan the Immerser. Isaiah 61:10, I will rejoice greatly in Adonai. My soul will be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me in a robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom wearing a priestly turban, like a bride adorning herself with jewels. Isaiah 62:5. For as a young man marries a virgin, so your sons will marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over a bride, so God will rejoice over you. Jeremiah 7:34. Then I will bring an end from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem to the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land will be desolate. Jeremiah 33:11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them who say, give thanks to Adonai Zevaot, for Adonai is good, for his love endures forever. as they bring offerings of thanksgiving into the house of Adonai. For I will restore the land from the exile as it were at first, declares Adonai. Joel 2:16. Gathering the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even those nursing at breast. Let the bridegroom come out from his bedchamber and the bride from her chamber. John 3:29. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. But the best man rejoices when he stands and hears the bridegroom's voice. So now my joy is complete. Revelation 18:23. And the light of a lamp shall never shine in you again, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall never be heard in you again. For your businessmen were the tycoons of the world, for all the nations were deceived by your sorcery. And referring to Babylon. Revelation 19:7, let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Revelation 12:2, I also saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:9, then came out the seven angels, holding the seven bowls full of the seven final plagues, and he spoke with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Revelation 22:17, the Ruach and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes freely to take the water of life. John 3:29, the one who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the best man rejoices when he stands and hears the bridegroom's voice. So now my joy is complete. The friend of the bridegroom is the one who played an important part in the wedding ceremonies and sometimes conducted the negotiations between the bride and the groom. The bridegroom's voice, the friend at the time of the first meeting of the bride and groom, stands just out the door to hear how delighted the groom is about his bride, to hear his first words of lovemaking. This is my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. This does not mean John was not to be a member of the future bride of Messiah Yeshua, for he will be. The heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, is the bride of Messiah. All Tanakh saints and all New Testament saints will be there. This includes John the Baptist and other saints of all ages from Abel to the end of the first resurrection. All John expresses here is the fact that he is not the bridegroom, but his friend, as are all saints who are friends of the bridegroom. As John invited people to Messiah, so do all the members of the bride. Revelation 21:2. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. The judgment of chapter 20 is a one side of a coin, this is the other. The sinless conditions of the Garden of Eden are restored. It is time when the creation, which has been groaning as with birth pangs, will be set free from its bondage to decay and to enjoy freedom accompanying the glory that God's children will have. It is the restoration spoken of Acts 3:21 in which Yeshua has to remain in heaven until the time comes for restoring everything, as God said long ago when he spoke through the holy prophets. It is the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah 65:17-19. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered or come to mind. Rather, you will be glad, you will rejoice forever what I create for. Behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem to take joy in my people. No longer shall there be heard in her the sound of weeping or crying. The interconnection between the new creation and judgment is even clearer in the words of Isaiah 66:22-24. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, are to remain before me, says Adonai, so will your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that every new moon and every Shabbat, all flesh will come to worship before me, says Adonai. And they will go out and look at the carcasses of the people who rebelled against me. For their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched. and all flesh will regard them with disgrace. The true disciples of Yeshua are waiting in readiness for the bridegroom and the wedding feast. Matthew 25:1-13. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish ones took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise ones took oil in jars along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was taking a long time, they all got drowsy and started falling asleep. But in the middle of the night there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. Now the foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, since our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, there won't be enough for us and for you. Instead, go to those who sell and buy some for yourselves." But while they were going off to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Now later the other virgins came, saying, "Sir, sir, open up for us." But he replied, "Amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore stay alert, for you know neither the day nor the hour." In a Jewish wedding ceremony, the bridegroom places a gold ring on the finger of his beloved and recites, "Behold, you are sanctified, set apart to me with this ring, according to the law of Moses and of Israel. Yeshua is our bridegroom. He rejoices over us, loves us, and he has set us apart for himself." Personal thoughts of Yeshua, the bridegroom. How are you preparing for the wedding feast and the return of the bridegroom? Have you been faithfully betrothed? Have you been a faithful betrothed one? The blessing over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 8 days, which is 1 week and 1 day of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place, speedily in our days. May the merciful one return to us, Bo, Yeshua, Bo, in our days. Come, Yeshua, come, in Yeshua's name. Amen.